The Old Testament lesson for the fifth Sunday of Easter is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 12th chapter. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in the letter of St. James, the first chapter. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus said, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I do go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A blessed fifth Sunday of Easter to all of you, dear ones. I hope that this Easter season has caused your hearts to be filled and even overflowing with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs addressed to the Lord our God, praising him and singing of the mighty works that he has done, accomplishing for us our salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we do, dear ones. It's what we do as the people of God in Christ. It's what we've always done and will do, past, present, and future. We sing to the Lord and bless his name. Because by faith we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. And it's only natural for us then to sing and bless the Lord in response, to unite our biblical and confessional theology with music. And that's certainly the kind of thing we see in our Old Testament lesson for today from the prophet Isaiah. There we find what amounts to a joyous song of trust on the part of God's people, where their hearts are completely immersed and saturated even with trust and with thankfulness to the Lord because of the faithful love he'd shown them, which he's shown to us as well. I will sing, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, the song goes, for though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, that you might comfort me. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Dear ones, God's people here are echoing none other than the song of Moses after the great exodus from Egypt, after Pharaoh and his mighty army, a superpower of the ancient world, they were drowned in the Red Sea. And the Lord God caused those waters to be both the destruction of the Egyptians and the salvation of his people. And in fact, our text today speaks of God's people drawing water from the wells of salvation with joy, like men dying of thirst in a parched land who find a cool, clean spring of water and drink it in with deep satisfaction and delight, like it's nobody's business. And this joy that wells up within them leads them to praise God and thank him and trust in him. Dear ones, that's the picture. That's the picture the prophet Isaiah paints for us in our text. It's one of God's people fearing and loving and trusting in the Lord above all things and receiving salvation from him with deepest joy together as they sing his praises. That's the picture. But it's not the picture of what God's people were doing when Isaiah gave this prophecy. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Certainly in the case of one King Ahaz, who ruled from Jerusalem over the southern kingdom of Judah, there in the Holy Land. In those days, the neighboring kings immediately north of Judah conspired together against King Ahaz, and together they besieged Jerusalem, seeking to take the city in conquest and set someone else up on the throne. And Ahaz was completely gripped in fear because of their attacks, and so were his subjects. And all of this left them wondering this: is God really with us or not? Is God really with us to save or not? And that's a thought I know at least some of you have been wrestling with of late, dear ones. I know some of you have been. Some of you have been thrust into a situation where there's great difficulty and pain and uncertainty surrounding you, just like the enemies of King Ahaz surrounded him. And maybe some of you will soon face a situation like this in the near future, and it would be good for you to learn a lesson or be reminded of these things ahead of time. In any case, the Lord God revealed to Ahaz in a very special, particular way that he need not fear these enemies of his, that the schemes of these kings would not stand. Ultimately, they would come to nothing. The Lord even went so far as to tell King Ahaz to ask a sign of him, be it as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven, anything in between, anything, so that the Lord God could show him, prove to him that he could trust him, that God is faithful to his word and will deliver him from his enemies. But Ahaz refused and said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And while that may sound very pious and trusting on the surface, dear ones, let me tell you what else King Ahaz did and what else he said. Because the truth is, his heart was far from the Lord. And instead, Ahaz trusted in the king of Assyria to the far north by the river Euphrates, a powerful and vicious pagan king. And as we read in 2 Kings 16, Ahaz took the gold and silver from God's own house and sent it as a gift or tribute to the king of Assyria. Ahaz also commissioned a new altar to be built and placed right in front of the Lord's house. The altar that was there was relocated, and Ahaz commanded for the new altar to be modeled after the ones which the Assyrians used, upon which they offered sacrifices to their false god, a foreign god. And as if these things weren't enough to make you queasy, Ahaz also sent a messenger to the king of Assyria pleading for help and saying this, I am your servant and your son. Come up and rescue me. To Ahaz, it seemed that the Lord and the salvation he offered were like a small, gentle stream in terms of their intensity and might. But the king of Assyria and his armies, by contrast, they, to Ahaz, were like the very Euphrates River itself, majestic and powerful. They moved fast and thundered with their chariots and left pure destruction in their wake. And King Ahaz wanted to take matters into his own hands and unleash this army like a torrent on his enemies, like a flood which would wipe them all out. But dear ones, in choosing not to trust in the Lord, Ahaz opened the floodgates of God's wrath on his own head and the whole kingdom of Judah. Because after the Assyrians defeated the enemies of Ahaz, they turned on him and swept over the whole land of Judah. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any songs of salvation and trust in the Lord that rang out throughout the land in that day. So, dear ones, if and when you find yourself wondering, is God really with me or not? Remember this, that whatever we trust in the place of God will soon turn on us and destroy us. But you should also remember this too, that God is faithful to keep his promises, that he is merciful, and he will not be angry at you forever. For God did not make a complete end of his people of old, and in time he brought them out of captivity and brought the Assyrians to nothing. But above all these, there is no greater testimony to the Lord's faithfulness than him giving you his own son, Jesus, who is Emmanuel, the living proof that he is with you to save. God gave him to be the suffering servant, to bear his wrath on the cross and turn it away from you, that he might comfort you instead. And the Lord God has also given you the sign above all signs, the sign of the prophet Jonah, that Christ our Lord was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth and was then raised up in glory. And he has opened to you the wells of salvation, which are his spirit-filled words that bring life and satisfaction to your thirsting souls and to mine. Let your heart then be saturated with his word, just as you were in the waters of your baptism. Let your heart be immersed in songs of trust and adoration, and let there be no doubt in you that God in Christ is with you always, even to the end of the age. For the Lord God is your strength and your song, dear ones, and he has become your salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And to the same risen Lord be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.